Relations between China and the U.S. are strained at the moment, but tensions were much higher during the Cold War. A visit by President Nixon opened communication and resulted in an unusual gift from the communist government, a pair of giant pandas. The National Zoo here in Washington has acquired two younger pandas following the deaths of the original pair, and other zoos are hoping to get their own. But it seems the Chinese reserve that supplies those pandas is in trouble. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports on a new study in this week's issue of the journal Science.
Southwestern China is a hothouse of exotic species, from giant rhododendron trees to monkeys that live in snowy mountains. And there's the world-famous and charismatic panda. Panda Central is in Sichuan Province. There are several reserves there for pandas, but none is more famous than Wulong Nature Reserve. It's a remote and rugged place, about twice the size of Greater New York City. Ecologist Jingo Lu of Michigan State University was born and raised in China, and he likes pandas. He came to the U.S. to study, but got to wondering how things were going back at the Wulong Reserve. He looked at satellite photos taken before and after China created the reserve, and he also visited several times. He found an alarming trend.
We found out that, surprisingly, the loss of high-quality habitat was faster after the reserve was established.
Surprising, he says, because reserves are supposed to improve wildlife habitat. But the rich alpine forests that the pandas love were shrinking inside the reserve even faster than outside the reserve. The problem, says Liu, was too many people inside the reserve.
Human population in this reserve has increased by about 70%. Since the reserve was established in 1975.
The population now stands at more than 4,000 people. They were mostly farmers, Tibetans and other ethnic minorities, whose families had been there before the park was created. Liu says removing them is not politically feasible. Their numbers grew in part because, as minorities, they were not covered by China's one-family, one-child policy. These families collect wood for their personal use, cooking, building, and heating. And as tourists by the tens of thousands flocked to see the pandas every year, they needed food and shelter, too. That meant more woodcutting. As the forests came down, the bamboo that pandas eat started to disappear. Bamboo needs to grow in the shade of larger trees. Liu says there's no recent count of pandas in Wulong Reserve. The last count, done in the 1980s, found 72 animals. That's a 50% drop from the number in the 1970s. Liu predicts that their numbers are likely to be even lower now. Panda specialist Karen Barragona at the World Wildlife Fund, which spends about $1 million a year in the Wulong Reserve, says the news for panda bears is not all bad.
One reason is the logging ban. Since 1998, the entire range of the giant panda has been off limits to commercial timber harvest. Another thing is, since 1993, the number of protected areas for giant pandas in China has more than doubled.
Barragona and Liu agree that what's needed in Wulong Reserve and in wild places everywhere is a way for people to use the land without destroying its value for wildlife. How to do that, though, is a puzzle that's yet to be solved. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Washington.